In the heart of the Himalayas, where the world's mightiest mountains rise like ancient giants from the earth, there stands a peak unlike any other. Its name is Gangkar Puen Sum, and it holds secrets that no man has ever uncovered. The locals speak of it in hushed tones, as if merely uttering its name might awaken some slumbering deity. And perhaps they're right to do so, for in this land of mystery and magic, the line between the earthly and the divine is as thin as the air atop the mountain's unconquered summit. Gangkar Puen Sum is no ordinary mountain. Standing at 7,570 meters, 24,836 feet, it is the highest unclimbed mountain in the world. Its slopes have never felt the bite of a climber's axe, nor have its winds carried the triumphant cries of those who reached its peak. It remains virginal, a blank page in the book of human achievement, and a testament to the wisdom of a kingdom that values the sanctity of nature over the conquest of it. This mountain, you see, lies within the borders of Bhutan, a land as enigmatic as the peak itself. Bhutan is a kingdom where time seems to flow differently, where the past and present dance together in a delicate balance. It's a place where happiness is measured not in gold or conquests, but in the contentment of its people. They call it gross national happiness, a concept as foreign to the outside world as the untouched slopes of Gangkar Puen Sum. To understand why this mountain remains unclimbed, one must first understand the soul of Bhutan. It's a land where every valley whispers ancient tales, where every breeze carries the scent of incense and the murmur of prayers. The Bhutanese people, with their colorful gauze and kiras, traditional garments that paint the landscape with moving swatches of vibrant hues, see the world through eyes that have gazed upon the same peaks for countless generations. In the shadow of Gangkar Puen Sum, life unfolds in a rhythm as old as the mountains themselves. Farmers tend to their fields of red rice, their hands calloused from generations of working the land. In the distance, the sound of a temple bell rings out, its clear tone a reminder of the spiritual heartbeat that pulses through every aspect of Bhutanese life. As you walk through a village nestled in the foothills of the great mountain, you might catch sight of an old woman spinning a prayer wheel, her weathered face a map of a life lived in harmony with the land. Her eyes, when they meet yours, seem to hold the wisdom of ages, as if she has seen empires rise and fall while the eternal peaks looked on. In 1994, as the rest of the world raced to conquer every last inch of the planet, the royal government of Bhutan made a decision that seemed to fly in the face of progress. They decreed that mountains over 6,000 meters would be closed to climbers. It wasn't a choice made out of fear or isolationism, but out of profound respect for the spiritual beliefs of their people. You see, in Bhutan, mountains are not mere geographical features to be conquered. They are the abodes of gods and spirits, sacred places where the material and spiritual worlds intersect. This decision was further cemented in 2003 when Bhutan prohibited all mountaineering, regardless of altitude. And so, Gangkar Puen Sum was sealed off, its secrets preserved, its slopes untouched by human hands. It stands now as it has for millennia, a white giant piercing the sky, its peak often shrouded in clouds, as if the mountain itself is shy of human gaze. But don't for a moment think that this makes Gangkar Puen Sum any less alluring. If anything, its forbidden nature only adds to its mystique. Imagine, if you will, standing at its base. The air is thin and crisp, carrying the scent of snow and distant pines. The mountain rises before you, its flanks cloaked in eternal white, its summit hidden more often than not by a crown of clouds. Here and there, glimpses of bare rock peek through the snow, hinting at the mountain's underlying structure, like bones beneath the skin of a sleeping giant. The silence at the foot of Gangkar Puen Sum is profound, broken only by the occasional crack of shifting ice or the whisper of wind through high passes. This is a place where time seems to stand still, where the modern world fades away, and one can almost hear the heartbeat of the earth itself. As you gaze upon Gangkar Puen Sum, you might feel a sense of longing, an urge to test yourself against its slopes. But then you remember the stories told by the local people, of mountain gods who guard their domain jealously, of spirits who dance in the mists that shroud the peak. And you understand that some mountains are not meant to be climbed, some summits not meant to be reached. The allure of Gangkar Puen Sum lies not in its conquest, but in its very unattainability. In a world where every inch has been measured and mapped, where satellite imagery can show us the texture of rock on the far side of the globe. This mountain remains a mystery. Its upper reaches are known only to the wind and snow, its summit a place glimpsed in dreams and legends. There have been attempts, of course. In 1985 and 1986, before the ban was imposed, expeditions tried to scale Gangkar Puensum. They were turned back by treacherous weather and dangerous conditions. Perhaps the mountain itself was asserting its will, refusing to yield its secrets to those who would unveil them. One can almost imagine the scene, a group of climbers, their faces etched with determination and fatigue, making their way up the lower slopes of Gangkar Puensum. The wind howls around them, a banshee's wail that seems to carry the voices of the mountain spirits. Snow whips at their faces, stinging their eyes and freezing their eyelashes. With each step, the air grows thinner, their breath coming in ragged gasps. And then, just as they think they might have a chance at reaching the summit, the mountain unleashes its fury. Clouds gather with unnatural speed, turning day to night in a matter of minutes. Lightning crackles across the sky, illuminating the peak in brief, terrifying flashes. Avalanches thunder down the slopes, the mountain shrugging off the intruders like bothersome flies. The climbers, realizing the futility of their efforts, turn back. As they descend, battered but alive, they carry with them a newfound respect for the mountain. They have learned what the Bhutanese have always known, that some places are not meant for human conquest, that nature's most magnificent creations are best admired from afar. But even without reaching its peak, these expeditions brought back tales of the mountain's grandeur. They spoke of vast glaciers that flow like frozen rivers down its sides, of knife-edge ridges that seem to defy gravity, of storms that can arise in minutes, turning a clear day into a maelstrom of wind and snow. And yet, for all its forbidding aspects, Gangkar Puensum is not without its gentler side. In the lower valleys, rhododendron forests burst into vibrant color each spring, painting the landscape in shades of red and pink. Rare animals like the snow leopard and Himalayan blue sheep make their homes on its lower slopes, thriving in an ecosystem largely untouched by human interference. Imagine, if you will, a snow leopard padding silently through the rhododendron forest. Its spotted coat blends perfectly with the dappled shadows, making it almost invisible to the untrained eye. It pauses, lifting its head to sniff the air, its breath forming small clouds in the crisp mountain air. In the distance, Gangkar Puensum looms, its peak catching the first rays of the morning sun. The leopard, unaware of the mountain's significance to humans, sees it simply as part of its vast, wild home. The mountain is more than just a geographical feature. It is a symbol of Bhutan's unique approach to development and conservation. In a world obsessed with growth and achievement, Bhutan has chosen a different path. The country measures its progress, not just in economic terms, but in gross national happiness, a holistic approach that values spiritual and cultural well-being alongside material prosperity. This philosophy is evident in every aspect of Bhutanese life. You can see it in the dzongs, those massive fortress monasteries that dot the landscape, their golden roofs gleaming in the sun. These imposing structures serve as both administrative centers and monasteries, embodying the unique blend of spiritual and temporal power that has characterized Bhutanese governance for centuries. Take, for instance, the Punaka Dzong, often called the Palace of Great Happiness. Built at the confluence of two rivers, it stands as a testament to Bhutanese architecture and craftsmanship. Its massive whitewashed walls rise from the valley floor, topped by red and gold roofs that seem to touch the sky. Inside, the scent of juniper incense fills the air, and the soft murmur of monks chanting ancient prayers echoes through the courtyard. As you walk through the Dzong's corridors, you might come across a young monk, his maroon robes a splash of color against the white walls. His eyes, when they meet yours, hold a calm serenity that seems at odds with his youth. He smiles, a gesture that bridges the gap between your worlds, before continuing on his way, his footsteps echoing in the ancient halls. You can feel the spirit of Bhutan in the tsekkus, the vibrant religious festivals that bring communities together in a riot of color, music, and dance. Masked dancers perform intricate choreographies, each movement and costume laden with symbolic meaning. These are not mere performances for tourists, but living traditions that connect the Bhutanese people to their past and to each other. Picture a tsechu in full swing. The air is filled with the sound of drums and horns, their rhythms as old as the mountains themselves. Dancers whirl in a kaleidoscope of colors, their masks depicting gods and demons from Bhutanese mythology. The crowd watches in rapt attention, children perched on their parents' shoulders to get a better view. For many, this is not just entertainment, but a chance to gain merit and blessings for the coming year. And you can taste the essence of Bhutan in the fiery emadachi, a dish of chili peppers and cheese that is as much a part of Bhutanese identity as the mountains themselves. It's a cuisine that, like the country itself, is not for the faint of heart, but rewards those who approach it with respect and an open mind. Imagine sitting down to a meal in a traditional Bhutanese home. The table is laden with dishes, red rice steaming in wooden bowls, tender chunks of meat in a spicy stew, and of course, the ubiquitous emadachi. As you take your first bite, the flavors explode on your tongue, the sharp heat of the chilies balanced by the creamy richness of the cheese. It's a taste that embodies the Bhutanese spirit, bold, unapologetic, and deeply satisfying. Best of Bhutan Tours, a company that has made it their mission to introduce visitors to the wonders of this Himalayan kingdom, offers a unique perspective on Gangkar Puensum and the culture that reveres it. Their guides, steeped in the lore and traditions of Bhutan, can take you to vantage points where you can gaze upon the mountain's distant slopes. They can introduce you to local people who have lived in the shadow of Gangkar Puensum for generations, whose stories bring the mountain to life in ways no climber ever could. Picture yourself on such a tour, standing on a high ridge with a panoramic view of the Bhutanese Himalayas. Your guide, a man who has spent his life in these mountains, points out Gangkar Puensum in the distance. As you watch, the setting sun paints the peak in shades of gold and pink, a sight so beautiful it takes your breath away. Your guide begins to speak, his voice low and reverent. He tells you of the mountain god who is said to dwell on Gangkar Puensum's summit, of the blessings this deity bestows on the land and its people. He speaks of the yetis that some claim to have seen in the mountain's lower reaches, their existence as mysterious and elusive as the peak itself. As you listen, you begin to understand that for the Bhutanese, Gangkar Puensum is more than just a mountain. It is a living entity, a sacred being that watches over the land and its people. Its unclimbed status is not a challenge to be overcome, but a sign of respect for the natural world and the beliefs that have shaped Bhutanese culture for centuries. As you travel through Bhutan with Best of Bhutan Tours, you'll begin to understand why Gangkar Puensum remains unclimbed. It's not just about preserving a pristine environment or respecting local beliefs, though these are certainly important factors. It's about recognizing that there is value in mystery, in leaving some things unknown and untouched. In a world where every experience can be bought and sold, where every destination is just a plane ride away, Gangkar Puensum offers a rare glimpse of a world beyond human dominion. It stands as a reminder that there are still places on this earth that exist beyond our reach, still secrets that nature keeps to herself. As the sun sets behind Gangkar Puensum, painting the snow in hues of gold and pink, one cannot help but feel a sense of awe and humility. This mountain has stood here for millions of years, watching civilizations rise and fall, unmoved by the petty concerns of humans. It will continue to stand long after we are gone, a timeless monument to the raw power and beauty of nature. And so, Gangkar Puensum remains unconquered, not because it cannot be climbed, but because we have chosen to let it be. In doing so, we preserve not just a mountain, but an idea that there are still places in this world beyond our reach, still mysteries to be wondered at rather than solved. As you leave Bhutan, casting one last glance at the distant silhouette of Gangkar Puensum, you might find yourself changed. The mountain and the kingdom that protects it offer a different way of seeing the world. They remind us that sometimes the greatest achievement is in choosing not to achieve, that the most profound discoveries come not from conquering nature, but from learning to live in harmony with it. In the bustling airports and crowded streets of the outside world, you may find your mind wandering back to that distant peak. In quiet moments, you might close your eyes and see again the sunlight glinting off its snowy flanks. Feel the crisp mountain air on your face. Hear the whisper of the wind through ancient pines. And perhaps, in those moments, you'll understand the true gift of Gangkar Puensum. It's not just a mountain, but a mirror that reflects our own nature back at us. In its unconquered heights, we see our own potential for restraint, for respect, for wonder. In its mystery, we rediscover our capacity for awe in a world that sometimes seems to have lost its magic. For in the end, Gangkar Puen Sum is more than just the highest unclimbed mountain in the world. It is a symbol of all that remains wild and free, a reminder that no matter how far we push the boundaries of human achievement, there will always be places that remain beyond our grasp. And perhaps, just perhaps, that's exactly as it should be. In a world that often seems to value conquest above all else, Bhutan and its sacred mountain offer a different perspective. They show us that true wisdom sometimes lies not in scaling every height, but in knowing which peaks to leave untouched. They remind us that in preserving the mystery of places like Gangkar Puen Sum, we also preserve something vital within ourselves, our sense of wonder, our respect for the natural world, our understanding that some things are meant to remain forever wild and free. And so, as you return to your daily life, carrying with you the memory of Gangkar Puen Sum and the kingdom that guards it, you might find yourself looking at the world with new eyes. In a world that often seems to have lost its way, they offer a path back to what truly matters. They show us that happiness is not found in conquering every mountain, but in learning to cherish the beauty of the climb.